Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Free Talk Live. It is Free Talk Live. Welcome to the program. The phone number is 603-283-6160. Should you wish to join us, you can bring up whatever you want to discuss here. That's 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, we've got Ian,
Nobody,
and Chris.
And, of course, you can join us online anytime you want. Just head over to freetalklive.com and you enjoy the features that we have there for you. Once again, that is freetalklive.com. Chris, you and I both had the same story in our independently gathered show prep. We don't compare notes until right before we start. And we have this story about the pirate streaming services being ordered to be blocked by every internet service provider in the United States. A court, a man in a robe, has ordered that all ISPs block a set of websites. And I don't know if you want to share the story or if you want me to go for it. I've got it here in front of me from Ars Technica, where a federal judge has ordered all internet service providers in the United States. And this sounds unprecedented to me. I mean, you pay close attention to tech.
This is what we fought SOPA over and won. Mm-hmm. And here a judge is going and saying that these ISPs have to start blocking. And
legislating blocking from the bench.
Right, right.
Block three pirate streaming services operated by what they call Doe defendants, D-O-E, as in like John Doe, meaning they don't know who the operators are, who never showed up to court and hid behind false identities. The blocking orders affect websites.
A wise plan.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Affect websites Israel.tv, Israeli-tv.com, and Sdarat.tv. As well as related domains listed in the rulings and any other domains where the copyright infringing websites may resurface in the future. So, sort of an open-ended.
Is there any place where they may not resurface?
The choice of words here is...
That could happen anywhere or nowhere.
Yeah, it's funny because of the choice of words. It's something like detect... they use the word like detect or something, like detect change or something. It's like that's not what ISPs do. They don't detect change it. Like, how are they supposed to detect the website change or whatever?
Sense. They can go and register whatever other domain name they want to.
It's very bizarre. It's clearly coming. It comes off as coming from a judge who doesn't understand what it is they're ruling,
which is frighteningly common.
Yeah, I mean, basically, they're saying something like, the ISPs have to implement some sort of, like, upload filter or something, or, like, DNS filter, like, on top of just blocking the website.
By the way, I did just try to go to visit one of these sites. It's still on, so I guess our ISP here hasn't gotten the heads up yet.
I checked, too. I same thing. Could access it, no problem.
So, let's see. They also, the orders came in three essentially identical rulings issued late last month in U.S. District Court for the Southern District of New York. That's the same court, by the way, the same district that put Ross Ulbricht behind bars for two life sentences plus 40 years. So not exactly a friendly jurisdiction to freedom of speech.
No, definitely not.
Wow. Those guys should be taken out and maimed.
Each ruling provides a list of 96 ISPs that are expected to block the websites, including Comcast, Charter, AT&T, Verizon, and T-Mobile. But the rulings say that all ISPs must comply, even if they aren't on the list.
That's interesting in a lot of ways.
And I have to, you know, there is, I forget what there
does
was.
Does that include VPN providers?
I believe it does, actually.
It's interesting because there is, I feel like there's something to where you're not necessarily subject to the court's jurisdiction necessarily. And I'm not sure. I don't know enough about it.
Generally, judges can't issue orders to people who aren't a party to a suit in their court.
Yeah, it's like a judge saying to, say, a reporter they can't report on it or something, even though they're not party to the case.
Yeah, yeah. And there are some limited areas where that happens. For example, gag orders. The gag order regarding the streamed version of my trial. For example,
right.
People were, in theory, bound by that, even if they weren't a party to anything that happened in the court. Although it would be interesting to see what happened if they actually tried to enforce them.
Yeah, it's interesting because those
they
you know,
can say anything they want, but there's limits to what they can.
Yeah,
do.
I'm not sure if it's quite a gag order because you were allowed to report on it, but you weren't allowed to record it. I think is what the way you phrased it. If I'm not
yeah, basically
but,
you weren't allowed to store the video, to share the video.
Which people did.
To me, I know, and I appreciate that.
I suspect they're trying to find out who those people were. Whether they can successfully do that is another question.
At least one of the videos that was published, it was a snippet from it, so they could definitely identify that person. So they seem to have simply chosen or not pursued it.
So they could identify the person
think
who...
they can identify that person?
You're saying they could identify the recording
yeah.
person?
At least the person was distributing a video with a piece of that recording.
The other question is, can they go after someone who is distributing a video that someone else recorded, or can they only go after the people who were in the quote-unquote courtroom?
That's a good question, you don't even know if the person heard the judge say that. You know, somebody who's recording may not have recorded that part of it.
If you came in late...
And they might not know they're transmitting the video. What about Google?
Right, and if somebody recorded it, gave it to somebody else, and then they used the snippet of the video, they might not even remember who they got it from in the first place, the source material. They might not even have the source material.
Sure.
One of the things that I'm doing with image files from Cell 411 is I take the encoded file, I turn it into a bitmap, so it's nothing but a bunch of pixels, and then I re-encode it. To try to remove any fingerprints from the image.
Okay, like the EXIF data, I think they call it. When
yeah. So you can't do that completely because it has to do, when you take a picture. There's basically even if you remove the metadata, which is what you're talking about, correct?
Well, removing the metadata, and also there's it's a lossy process. So any noise that gets introduced
yes.
into the image then makes it more difficult to identify things like, oh, you've got a pixel out on your camera.
Yes, okay, yeah. But I was just about to say that doesn't work. Removing just the metadata is not necessarily enough to remove the ability of somebody to connect two images, one anonymous and one non-anonymously published. So you can connect to the same camera.
It's definitely not impossible.
It'd be a lot harder though.
It makes things harder.
Yeah.
And that's the thing. All you can do is make it as hard for them as you can at reasonable cost.
Yeah. I mean, the solution to those sorts of problems is if you have a printer or you have a camera of some kind and you're doing something where you don't want to be identified as, you know, identified, you basically need to use it for one particular task and only that particular task. Because otherwise, somebody could connect something that you publish non-anonymously later with the stuff that you published anonymously and connect the identities.
But even if you use it only for a single purpose, if and when they obtain a search warrant and find that piece
of original equipment, yes, that could be a problem.
They can easily trace it back. Actually, one thing you could do would be a fuzzifying filter that deliberately slightly blurs and alters the image in processing so that you're possibly removing artifacts and you're also creating new artifacts and there's no way to determine where any given artifact came from, which might well introduce some reasonable doubt.
Yeah. Or you could just destroy the device after
you're
done with
it. I feel the same way. I think the easiest way is to probably just destroy that device, throw it in the fireplace, and let it burn.
I'm talking about, you know, phones people use every day, so, you know, you can't destroy your phone every time. Well,
some people can destroy
their phones every time they take a picture.
Yeah. I mean, it depends on what you're doing, if you're making money off it and so forth, right? So.
All right, there's more coming up here. The number is 603-283-6160. We'll talk more about this judge who believes that he can order every internet service provider in the entire country.
He's God. The science settled.
To ban...
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay, like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages, or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker, or whether you're a school teacher, or whether you're a scientist, or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. The phones are open. You can bring up whatever you want. The number is 603-283-6160. We started out, and we're going to get back into, the story about a judge in New York federal court who is
New York City
that has ruled that hundreds of ISPs, basically all of them within the jurisdiction of the United States, need to comply with her order. I thought it was a man. It's actually a Catherine. But surprisingly, it's not the same Catherine who put Ross Ulbricht in prison for 2 life sentences plus 40 years.
Is this a state or federal judge?
Federal court. Catherine Polk Falia. Or Falas. Anyway, Falas.
I think she'll probably fail to enforce that ruling.
Well, that is the big question here, is are the internet service providers going to fight this ruling? Because she specifically names 96 different ISPs, but then also says, if you're not named, you got to follow this order and take down these websites.
Where was their due process? Where did they get a chance
to
speak up against?
You mean the ISPs?
I think what we've got here is an egregious violation of the First Amendment. Amendment rights.
Yeah, they have, and I think the ISPs still have an opportunity to, I don't know if it's appeal, because it's not against them, so I'm not sure how it works, but they have opportunities
still. I don't
think
you could appeal a ruling to which you were never a party.
No.
I think they would have to wait for action to be brought against them.
There is some sort of process that once it comes to you, you have an opportunity to fight it.
But has it even come to them?
Not yet.
Every ISP in America know about this?
No, I think it has to be presented.
And how do you prove that?
Yeah, how do you expect them to find out?
How do you get a list of every ISP in America?
Good question. So apparently, there's a part of the ruling says this: it is further ordered that all ISPs and any other ISPs providing services in the United States shall block access to the website at any domain address known today or to be used in the future by the defendants, which they didn't know who the defendants were because they didn't show up in court,
right.
By any technological means.
So we don't know who they are, but you can't do business with them. So just to be safe, don't do business with anybody.
By any technological
means. Do business
with
nobody.
Available on the ISP systems, the domain addresses and any newly detected websites shall be channeled in such a way that users will be unable to connect and or use the website and will be diverted by the ISP's DNS servers to a landing page operated and controlled by the plaintiffs.
Newly detected websites.
You can't figure out who these people are, but you have to.
Newly detected websites. That's the key word in there that's like, huh? What does that even mean? Newly detected
what
websites.
What criteria would you use? I mean, how much information has she given these people so they even know what the hell to screen for?
Yeah,
this bitch needs a brain transplant.
They don't know who is behind these websites, so how would they ever determine if the same people make new websites?
Well, if it's somebody that the judge doesn't know, I guess, you know? Because the judge doesn't know who these people are,
so
you can't do business with anybody if the judge doesn't know who they are.
I mean, they're asking them to, like, implement something in their DNS software to, like, somehow, like, go out and access the website to see if it somehow, like, matches, like, some sort of fingerprint with some website that's on the ban list.
What fingerprint?
I don't know. I don't know. I guess they would have to create some sort of fingerprint or something.
I don't know.
This is the question. It's like, it's absolutely crazy. It makes no sense.
Or is the court just going to keep updating a list of new websites that they believe are related to the websites in question and just keep on sending out orders?
That's a big due process issue as well. How do you prove that somebody's the same person that you couldn't identify
in the first place?
And then who's liable if there's a website that gets on this list that's, you know, newly detected that's not operated by the so-called party.
So then they link to a landing page. You know, one of those we've seized this website kind of U.S. government landing pages.
Oh, yeah.
I hate those.
Yeah, this one says, this website is no longer available due to copyright infringement. And then they talk about the order blocking the site.
Now, that could be liable if you direct the wrong person there and they weren't actually the party in question, because you're saying bad things about them.
She says that, quote, if you are harmed in any way by the court's decision, you may file a motion to the federal court in the Southern District of New York in the above case. So I think that's a...
I'm going to call Anessa, see if I can get her to do that. Just...
Your attorney.
They broke my brain!
I think what they're trying to do there is they're trying to get the defendants to show up. I think that's an invitation to the people running Israel TV or Israel or whatever .tv.
Well, I'll show up and give them an I am Spartacus.
And here's the other interesting thing about this. They're jumping to the assumption that this domain is even connected. I mean, okay, maybe it is connected to a website of some kind, but a domain isn't necessarily connected to a website. It could be connected to, you know, a server, but there's other protocols, basically, is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, so it might be email or just be running a proxy.
Right, right. Like redirecting, changing a DNS entry does not necessarily just impact a website. It impacts other
all of the things.
You know, anything else that it's used for.
I always thought that would be a good way to make Tor sites available for the uninitiated is basically just have them pop up somewhere, and it's just a web server that's talking Tor to the site on the back end.
You're talking Tor to web.
But it's talking non-Tor to the front end.
It already exists. It's Tor to web is one of them.
Okay, you're talking about a service to allow a normal web user to browse the dark web by proxy?
Yes.
Without having to know anything about it.
Yeah. It's going to increase some risks, right?
You're not going to be anonymous at that point. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wouldn't recommend you do that.
For some things, you don't need to be.
This is true.
If you're just looking,
if you're anonymously publish something, like say, I don't know, Snowden or WikiLeaks, something like that, that would be a really good use case where the user doesn't need to be anonymous, but the publisher needs to be anonymous.
And you're talking about the reader. You're saying the reader.
The reader doesn't need to be anonymous.
But there's still some things you don't want to be. You don't want that on your record.
The publisher doesn't even to be anonymous. I mean, the New York Times has a dark web site that I assume they use, among other things, for collecting tips.
Well, that's for the sake of the reader, potentially, in that case.
Well,
or the tipster. Right, or the tipster, right.
Three lawsuits were filed by Israeli TV and movie producers and providers against the Doe defendants who operated the websites. Each of the three rulings awarded damages of $7.65 million.
That's some serious dough.
Sure. You're killing it tonight.
But not as
much words. Not as game.
Not as much as it was yesterday.
That's true.
It's true.
Torrent Freak pointed out the rulings in an article Monday. The orders also contain permanent injunctions against the defendants themselves and other types of companies that provided service to the defendants or could do so in the future. That includes companies like Cloudflare, GoDaddy, Google, and Namecheap. So are they saying that the people who helped them register their website are going to be held liable? I'm not really sure what they're trying to say.
I know what they're trying to say.
Again, there's no clear delineation of who you're not supposed to do these things for.
Yeah, you're right. You're absolutely right. But basically what they're trying to say is if you're a domain registrar and you've never done business with them, you can't now do business with them.
Whoever they are.
Yeah,
whoever they are. We don't know who they are,
but
the number you're...
Jesus.
Got 603-283-6160. That's 603.
In case of a water landing, your rectum can be used as a self-sealing helmet.
603-283-6160. Internet ain't so free.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden says America's future will be built by a renewed manufacturing sector.
These technologies revolutionize the way of life. They keep prices low for businesses and families. So let's make them in America again. Let's build the future here in America.
Speaking in Ohio on Friday, Biden saying the United States has been too reliant on goods that are made overseas. He argued more U.S. manufacturing will fuel innovation while paving the way for lower prices and stronger, more reliant supply chains. The CDC is investigating cases of severe hepatitis in children in 25 states and territories across the United States. The agency is looking into 109 cases which have caused 14% of the kids to have liver transplants. This is USA Radio News. There are calls for federal law enforcement to investigate a leak of the Supreme Court's draft opinion overturning Roe v. Wade and upholding Mississippi's law that prohibits abortion after 15 weeks of pregnancy. Florida Republican Congressman Greg Stube on Fox Business claims progressive lawmakers are undermining the Supreme Court.
The full purpose of this was to get this information out before the decision was made and solidified so that the left could do just exactly this and bully our justices that are going to be making this determination on this final decision.
The White House and President Biden have not condemned the leak. Chief Justice John Roberts already has the marshal of the court looking into who leaked the opinion. Republicans on the House Judiciary Committee sent a letter to Nina Jankowicz calling on her to testify about her new role as the head of Biden's Disinformation Governance Board at the Department of Homeland Security. USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can join us here. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, it's Ian.
The nobody formerly known as Rich Paul.
And Chris.
And we're talking about a recent court decision out of a federal court in New York ordering not just the defendants in this case, which they can't identify because they didn't show up in court because they don't live in the United States. They can't figure out who they are.
But if you see those guys, you can't do business with them.
Right. And then telling every internet service provider in the United States that they are not allowed to send traffic to the websites in question.
Not just ISPs, guys, but every internet service provider.
Yeah, so technically that would mean VPN.
Isn't that what ISP actually stands for, is Internet Service Provider?
That is right.
I
think you've hit upon a distinction without a difference.
Well, I don't believe that's what they mean. I don't think that's what the courts are saying, though. Because did they not say in their VPNs, too, somewhere in that article?
I asked
about that.
I've got the order itself pulled up here, okay. And on page 7 of 26 pages in part C, so they got multiple parts.
It's amazing this chick is bright enough to write.
They got multiple parts to this order. There's the part that is going against the defendants specifically. Then there's a part against internet service providers. which tells them to block the sites. Then there's a part against third-party services generally, where it says it is further ordered that third parties...
It's broader than just internet.
Providing services used in connection with defendants' operations, including without limitation, ISPs, web hosting providers, CDN service providers, DNS service providers, VPN service providers, domain name purchasing services, domain names privacy service, back-end service providers, affiliate program providers, web designers, shippers, search-based online advertising services...
I thought that was anybody on the internet. Now I realize it's anyone in the world, period.
Yeah, well, they're saying that if you provide...
We all have to figure out who these...
You don't have to have a computer, and you're still prohibited from communicating with these people.
So how is she even going to tell us if we guessed right?
I think if she talks to these people, she would be committing a crime, too, under her own order.
Well, just to be clear, she's ordering these companies if they have had any kind of business with the defendant.
But they also said somewhere in there, even if they hadn't had business with the defendant.
Or if you,
and how do you know if you've had business with the defendants if you don't know who they are?
Well, this is also true.
Right. If
I might have sold them some weed 20 years ago. Who knows?
They're saying that if you've had business with them, or you may have business in the future
right.
with them.
Maybe they're getting a Hummer. I don't know.
If you provided services for, in the future, services to the defendants or the infringing website... Then, let's see, having knowledge of this order by service, actual notice, or otherwise be and are hereby permanently enjoined from providing services to the website or to any defendant, which, again, they don't know who they are, in conjunction with any of the acts set forward, blah, blah, blah.
And here's a funny thing. If they redirect the DNS, okay.
So it doesn't sound like they're telling all VPSs VPNs that they can't link to this. But if you consider them to be an ISP, then they would be under this.
I mean, it seems like anybody providing services on the internet would have to comply, so I'm not so sure.
You have a VPN
right.
called Penguin VPN over at thinkpenguin.com,
yep.
and your VPN doesn't have any locations in the United States.
Definitely not.
Right? So what does that mean? What does this order mean for you?
I don't know. I haven't
not that you've read it.
I've never been presented with the order.
Right.
I don't have any. There's like zero chance I will be presented with the order, so I'm not too concerned. But
you never know.
I'm sure the feds are listening right now, jotting down the notes.
It would be super interesting if they present me with the order. It's a good question. I'm not even sure what I don't know. I'd have to consult a lawyer.
Right.
Have you done business with these people? What people?
They also say that plaintiffs will be serving a copy of this order to the defendants through the Contact Us portal on the website. So they have no way of reaching these people through traditional means. And so the order includes that they can basically serve them.
If I was their ISP, I wouldn't let them do the upload. I'd say, no, I've been told I can't let anybody access that site.
Well, you know, what's also interesting is that the domain is being transferred to
the plaintiffs.
So
now the plaintiffs are in control of that VPN.
Right.
Nobody can do business with them.
Well, that's what I'm thinking. You can't do business with the people who are bringing this lawsuit. So if that's the case, then you're going to have to block, you know, I don't know if it's the RIAA or MPAA or some one of the cartels, the copyright cartels, the major entertainment industry players.
Well, these are the entertainment industry. This is the entertainment industry in Israel that brought these suits.
Okay, so they're going to have to, I presume, my interpretation of this.
Don't they have enough fun with the Palestinians?
I need to block every website that is operated by this entertainment, Israel entertainment people.
Depends on how you interpret it.
They're now operating that forbidden website.
Right. Right, and you have to block anything from them, right? Isn't that not what it says?
Yeah, I guess you could definitely interpret it that way.
This is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I think some ISPs need to start doing more blocking, it sounds like, than they may have otherwise, you know.
Yeah, it's a crazy story. And like you said, this is pretty unprecedented as far as a judge.
Oh, this is definitely unprecedented.
Like this is the one of the widest cutting rulings in the U.S. in U.S. internet history. It's huge. And it needs to be challenged by somebody.
Oh, absolutely.
Or nobody.
Oh, indeed. But you're not on the list.
Good luck, nobody.
I don't know. Maybe I can get my attorney, because, you know, there's still a big hunk of money in her retainer fund.
All right, so if you want to join the show here, you can. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. The plaintiffs in this case are big industry people, United King Film Distribution, DBS Satellite Services, Hot Communication Systems, Keshet Broadcasting. These are all international, Israeli-based or whatever, copyright holders, and they claim that they hold a bunch of the copyrights that this particular website is allegedly violating. When you go to the site,
I'm going
to
add them to the list of people who can't use cell 411.
When you go to the site, you see a bunch of channels. It's basically a reseller. They're taking content from somewhere, maybe a satellite dish or.
And they're probably getting it on the Pirate Bay.
No, this looks like live streaming to me. So it looks like they've got live streamed video channels of all sorts, including like MTV and the History Channel.
It's an IPTV provider, correct?
Yeah, that way. They're selling a month for $29.
So it's basically cable internet, or I'm sorry, not cable internet, cable TV
over
the internet.
Yeah. Without permission.
Right. Without authorization. I mean, this is a great time to cut your, if you haven't cut your cable TV, this is a great time to do it, or cut your satellite TV or whatever it is you have.
Well, of course, if you go with a website like this, there's always the chance they're going to disappear next month. Because
yeah, but you know what? There's so many IPTV providers out there, I don't think you have to worry about that too much. You just switch.
You have to know where to look, though, right? You have to know how
to
find these.
It's called, I want to say Google, but it, you know, or you know, StarPage or you know, some other
search. I thought IPTV was illegal.
IPTV isn't illegal. What makes you think it's illegal? It's what is illegal is to infringe the copyright above a certain dollar amount.
I thought that's what most of these guys were doing, though.
It's illegal to restream a video channel, a copyrighted video channel.
Sure.
So the service providers are doing illegal things, but is it illegal for someone to watch it? That's the question.
That would be copyright infringement, I believe.
Maybe. Just watch it?
You know, it's
because the user can't know for sure if they're watching something that's legit or not.
Look, Ian, the law doesn't make any sense, but in theory, I think they would argue that. But there is something interesting. So this set of law, copyright law, is really complicated. Mm-hmm. There's something called like broadcast rights, and I don't think like in some countries it's not copyright infringement, but you might be violating broadcast rights.
Hmm.
So, and I think that's
just watching it.
Well.
Like you're definitely violating something by restreaming it.
By restreaming it, you're violating broadcast rights potentially, but not necessarily copy. No. You're not necessarily violating copyright, but you are violating broadcast rights. But not every country has like agreements for broadcast. So you might. There are some places like in the Middle East where you can actually legally operate a IPTV restreaming service without paying licensing, and not get convicted in another country because there isn't those agreements aren't in place.
There's more coming up here. If you want to weigh in, maybe you've got some familiarity with the topic, you're welcome to join us here. The number 603-283-6160 plus is Patreon, going to start allowing cryptocurrency payments. There's been some interesting numbers.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Live. You can join us here. You can bring up whatever you want. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. We're still just during the break looking over at the order, 26-page order from this federal judge in New York, just basically ordering every internet service provider. They list 96 of them here, and they organize them by the potential population that they could essentially serve. So if you look at the top of the list, it's like satellite providers with over 300 million potential customers, and then it just goes on down from there until you get down to about 1 million potential. So they didn't list anything lower than a million potential customers on this list, but the judge is saying that this order applies to every ISP and that they all have to ban a certain set of websites like Israel.tv. At this point, the site is still available on the internet service provider here, and it, you know, begs the question of how is every service provider in the country supposed to become aware that some woman in a robe in New York State decided they needed to do something?
Yeah, I think the way this works is that the order has to be presented to the company in some sort of request by the plaintiffs, because it's not like the court's going to do that.
Yeah, the court's not going to do that.
Yeah, the court's not going to send it to every ISP.
I see.
So
that makes sense.
That's my understanding and interpretation of this. It's giving them something to present to an internet service provider to force their hand effectively.
And as you pointed out, it's a weird ruling because in a lot of different ways, because number one, they don't even know who they're talking about, the people behind the websites never went to court. And good for them, by the way. I want to point out that I think that's the right move to make. If you don't live in the United States so-called jurisdiction, why in the world would you want to show up in their courts? This is something that has not made any sense to me. There was a company, Telegram, the instant messaging software.
Oh, yeah.
They were going to come out with a cryptocurrency, basically. It was going to be called the TON, T-O-N, Telegram, I don't know, something network. I don't remember what it was going to stand for. But they raised $1 billion in what they call an initial currency offering, or an ICO. It was the largest ICO in the history of ICOs. And a lot of ICOs have completely crashed and burned, and they were either scams from top to bottom, or they were legit, but they just failed, right? So there's a lot of failure in the world of ICOs. There were some success stories. But to raise $1 billion worth of cryptocurrency was unprecedented, and I don't think it's ever been done since. And the whole TON project got shut down because the U.S. federal government decided to issue some sort of an injunction against them and said, we know you don't live here. You're based out of somewhere else in the world, but we demand that you answer to our, arguments. And Telegram hired attorneys and showed up in the court.
Yeah. It's unbelievable.
And then they had to scrap the whole project.
It's like they put you in a catch-22 situation, because either you show up to court, or if you don't show up to court because, you're not in their jurisdiction and the law doesn't apply to you, or if you do show up to court, then all of a sudden,
you're consenting to the jurisdiction.
So you can't consent to the jurisdiction, but if you in order to not consent, you can't show up. So, but if you don't show up, then they can proceed to have a default injunction against you.
Correct.
So
they'll do whatever they want.
Right. So you're in this catch-22 situation where it's like you can't fight it. You can't send lawyers in because then you're consenting. But if you don't send lawyers in, then there's a default injunction against you. And
I get the reason why they want to do it, because they wanted to win, right? They wanted to prove their side of the case and maybe get the largest market in the in the world, the United States, to legally be able to use their product. I'm guessing that was their reason for showing up, but that's a tough battle when you're up against these bureaucrats like the SEC, for instance, that has unlimited funding, and if they lose, it's no skin off their back. But if you lose, well, now you had to scrap. They scrapped the whole project. Why wouldn't they just go ahead and say, you know what? Screw the United States. We're just going to go move forward. They were literally in the very week they were going to release this thing. It was going to come out, and then it went away because of this injunction. And it's like, why would you want to give these people in this court the belief that they can control you? You don't live in their jurisdiction, and the odds that they're going to extradite you to face charges over a civil case doesn't seem very likely, right?
Ooh, so it probably would be civil. It'd probably be criminal.
They would have to be criminal, but this was a civil injunction, as I understand it. So I don't know.
I don't know.
It's crazy. I certainly do understand the fear, though. I mean, the U.S. federal government is a scary group of people, and they will hurt you.
They have very long tentacles,
and they can absolutely reach out to their law enforcement buddies in other countries and get them to do their bidding, like they're doing with Julian Assange.
Yeah, it does beg the question, like, if you're going to set up such an operation, where would you go if you were to intentionally do it? And there's not a whole lot of places that are you're going to be probably safe. And it's kind of funny in some respect, or kind of weird, that some of those places might be places that are actually very hostile to freedom.
Like Russia,
right?
Which, of course, already they don't like Telegram officially in Russia, so they wouldn't be able to go there.
Right,
they were already
right.
trying to escape
but
them.
But if your sole objective is cryptocurrency as opposed to a Telegram with cryptocurrency attached, that might be a place to go potentially.
I mean, that's where Edward Snowden is, and it seemed to work out for him.
If you don't operate within Russia and you only operate outside of Russia, I mean, you're operating from Russia, but you're only allowing people outside of Russia to use it, you might be safe, because Russia doesn't extradite its own citizens. And
not to the U.S., at least.
Yeah, they
might extradite you to China. If China wanted you for something.
My understanding is Russia doesn't extradite its own citizens.
Oh, no.
I don't know.
You don't want that. They're like a chop shop for people.
China?
Yeah. They'll cut out your liver and sell it to the Saudis.
The news out of China, by the way, is getting even more insane. Some of the more recent developments in and around Shanghai and Beijing include, I'm getting this from the Northrop Gundam channel on Twitter, which just keeps on posting insane videos. They're now putting razor wire, barbed wire, along the interstates or the what are state roads, whatever they're called over there. They're putting, you know, the like the railing, the metal railings that they, you see on the sides of the road sometimes?
Yeah.
They're wrapping that metal railing in razor wire and to keep people from leaving the roads. Like, if you're going to be traveling down the road and you decide you just want to get out of your car and make a run for it, now you got to climb over some razor wire before you can get into the wall.
That's going to make it more interesting when you got to take a leak on the road.
Yeah. Wait, back up a moment. Why are they doing this?
It's because they seem to be turning the entire...
They're out of their minds.
Yeah, they seem to be turning the entire place into a prison, an open-air prison. You have to understand, they just finished and are in the process of, like, 2 weeks ago, they started taking large metal gates and putting them around the outside of apartment building entrances. So you cannot leave your apartment building without authorization now.
Okay, so are these things that are on the side of the road? You're saying they're putting them around the
everywhere in the country or just in the area
around apartment buildings?
It's not clear. It's definitely in the areas they're locking down. I don't know how far it's expanded from there.
Okay, so it's not on the side of the road that they're doing.
No, it's literally on the side of the road. But the metal barriers.
Is it surrounding like a building or something?
No, dude. Like, just imagine a road that you're driving down, and the only thing on one side is, like, the woods.
Yeah.
Okay? And on the barrier of the road, like, at the shoulder of the road, there's one of those metal barriers that just kind of goes, right?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
That's just what's there.
Right.
I've seen those
around. Protect the cars from going off the road. Right.
That metal barrier is being wrapped in razor wire. Like, imagine barbed wire.
Doesn't that eventually end, though?
Whenever it gets to the road, gets to where it's going, so presumably the city or whatever, right? So, like, there's going to be an ending to it, but it's when they get you
nothing
back
goes
into...
on forever.
It's when they get you back into a more controlled zone.
Okay.
That's when it will purportedly end. But until then, you can't leave the road.
Huh.
Wow. Interesting. You're literally being trapped on the road.
I want to know what the hell is really going on in China. What do these mad bastards think they're accomplishing?
There's an update to this, by the way. So, according to the Northrop Gundam channel, in a China, and it doesn't identify where this is, there are workers allegedly now caking a fence with excrement to prevent people from escaping. And it's just crazy.
I'm at a loss as to how that would prevent somebody from escaping, but...
It'll make it less attractive to climb the fence.
Okay, I get the less attractive part.
It'll make it a lot less attractive to stay in China, too. I'd be hightailing it for the nearest border.
If you can get out of China, you definitely should.
It's actually interesting because there's a lot of foreigners in China, and they've been fleeing for a while now. So it's definitely...
Some of them not fast enough.
Yeah, and that's the kind of the weird thing is...
I would be so bloody delighted if somebody just nuked Beijing off the freaking...
Well, the problem is there's innocent people there, nobody.
There are, but my...
Millions of
innocent people. Getting rid of the Chinese government with... it's almost a Madeleine Albright thing. I almost think it would be worth it.
I'm sorry, no. There's more coming up here. Hour two's next.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one. RAD. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.